Lessons with Rich Dad. Rich Dad and I met for lunch at a hotel on Waikiki Beach. He had never seen me in uniform before. I guess he finally realized I had grown up since high school. We talked about my experiences since my youth, how I had fought in a war, and how I felt the need to do more in terms of my financial future. I also recalled some of the lessons he taught me as a kid. "And what was my first lesson?" asked Rich Dad. "The rich don't work for money," I said promptly. "They know how to have money work for them." A broad smile came over my rich dad's face. He knew that I had been listening to him all those years as a kid. He said, "Very good. And that is the basis of becoming an investor. All investors do is learn how to have their money work hard for them." After that, the lessons came in five phases, each phase taking me to a higher level of understanding. Understanding the thought process of Rich Dad and his investment plan. The lessons began with preparing mentally and taking control of myself, because that is the only place that investing really takes place anyway. Investing ultimately begins and ends with taking control of yourself. Investor lesson number one, the choice. When it comes to money and investing, people have three fundamental reasons or choices for investing, Rich Dad said. They are to be secure, to be comfortable, or to be rich. Rich Dad went on to say, all three choices are important. The difference in one's life occurs when the choices are prioritized. He explained that most people make their money and investment choices in that exact order. In other words, their first choice when it comes to money decisions is security. Second is comfort, and third is to be rich. That is why most people make job security their highest priority. After they have a secure job or profession, then they focus on comfort. The last choice for most people is to be rich. Rich Dad said, most people dream of becoming rich, but it is not their first choice. He went on to say, only 3 out of 100 people in America are rich because of this priority of choices. For most people, if becoming rich disturbs their comfort or makes them feel insecure, they will forsake becoming rich. That is why so many people want that one hot investment tip. People who make security and comfort their first and second choices look for ways to get rich quick that are easy, risk-free, and comfortable. A few people do get rich on one lucky investment, but all too often, they lose it all again. I often hear people say, I'd rather be happy than rich. That comment has always sounded very strange to me, since I have been both rich and poor, and in both financial positions I have been both happy and unhappy. I wonder why people think they have to choose between happiness and being rich. When I reflect upon this lesson, it occurs to me that what people are really saying is that I'd rather feel secure and comfortable than be rich. That is because if they felt insecure or uncomfortable, they were not happy. For me, I was willing to feel insecure and uncomfortable in order to be rich. I have been rich and poor as well as happy and unhappy. But I assure you that when I was poor and unhappy, I was much unhappier than when I was rich and unhappy. I have also never understood the statement, money does not make you happy. While there is some truth in it, I have always noticed that when I have money, I feel pretty good. The other day I found a $10 bill in my jeans pocket. Even though it was only $10, it felt great finding it. Receiving money has always felt better than receiving a bill for money I owe. At least that is my experience with money. I feel happy when it comes in and sad when it leaves me. That day, I put my priorities in this order. First, to be rich, then to be comfortable, and finally, to be secure. Investor lesson number two. What kind of world do you see? One of the most startling differences between my rich dad and poor dad was what kind of world they saw. My poor dad always saw a world of financial scarcity. That view was reflected when he said, "Do you think money grows on trees?" or "Do you think I'm made of money?" or "I can't afford it." When I spent time with my rich dad, I began to realize that he saw a completely different world. He could see a world of too much money. That view was reflected when he said, "Don't worry about money. If we do the right things, there will always be plenty of money." One of my personal struggles was shaking the idea that the world was a world of not enough money. From 1973 on, Rich Dad had me become very aware of my thoughts when it came to the subjects of money, working, and becoming rich. Rich Dad truly believed that poor people remained poor simply because that was the only world they knew. Rich Dad would say, "Whatever your reality is about money inside of you is the reality of money outside of you. You cannot change your outside reality until you first change your inside reality about money." A big part of taking control of myself was taking control of my internal reality about money. I have had to constantly remind myself that there is a world of too much money, because in my heart and soul, I have often felt like a poor person. Investor lesson number 3. Why investing is confusing. There are many different investment products. Here is a sample of some of the different types of investments: stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, insurance commodities, savings, collectibles, precious metals, and hedge funds. Rich Dad often said, "Investing is confusing because it is a very large subject." If you look around you, you'll see that people have invested in many different things. Look at your appliances. Those are all products from companies that people invested in. You receive your electricity from a utility company that people invest in. Once you understand that, then look at your car: the gas, the tires, seat belts, windshield wipers, spark plugs, the roads, the stripes on the road, your soft drinks, the furniture in your house. All of these things are there because someone invested in the business or building that delivers you the things that make life civilized. That is what investing really is all about. Rich Dad often ended his lessons on investing with this statement: "Investing is such a confusing subject for most people, because what most people call investing is not really investing." Investor lesson number 4. Investing is a plan, not a product or procedure. Rich Dad often said, "Many people focus on a product, let's say stocks, and then a procedure, let's say trading, but they really don't have a plan. Most people are trying to make money by what they think is investing, but trading is not investing." "What is it if it's not investing?" I asked. "It's trading," said Rich Dad, "and trading is a procedure or technique. A person trading stocks is not much different than a person who buys a house, fixes it up, and sells it for a higher profit. One trades stocks, the other trades real estate. It's still trading. In reality, trading is centuries old. Camels carried exotic wares across the desert to consumers in Europe. So a retailer is also a trader in a sense. And trading is a profession. But it is not what I call investing. And to you, investing is a plan. A plan to get you from where you are to where you want to be," I said, doing my best to understand Rich Dad's distinctions. "Yes," he said, "but people often get attached to a particular vehicle and fail to see all the other investment vehicles and procedures available. I know people who invest only in stocks, as well as people who invest only in mutual funds or real estate. There is not anything necessarily wrong with that type of thinking. It's just that they often focus on the vehicle rather than the plan. So even though they may make a lot of money buying, holding, and selling investment products, that money may not take them to where they want to go. So I need a plan," I said, "and my plan will then determine the different types of investment vehicles I will need." Rich Dad nodded, saying, "In fact, don't invest until you have a plan. Always remember that investing is a plan, not a product or procedure. That is a very important lesson."